102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. There is no name in the article of this guy, so we could assume his name ends in a vowel. We could, if you'd like.
All right.
And here's the gentleman we're talking about. He's a guy who lives in an assisted living facility in suburban Philadelphia. He lost his housing subsidy, which the county takes care of. They help you with your assisted living expense, so they subsidize a bunch of seniors.
Okay.
Why did he lose his housing subsidy? Because in his nice bed with the little bar on the side so it doesn't fall out in his senior assisted living center, nicely made underneath the bed.
Does it show the bed? Like, is he definitely in a bed with the bar on it, or are you painting
No, it shows a bed, and it doesn't show him or anything,
but
it shows
the
bed with the bar on the side and the nice nightstand with the flowers and the medications on the nightstand, you know, the whole deal. Well, the reason he lost his subsidy to help him with his housing is officials found what underneath his bed? It would be a prostitute.
Attaboy.
He's in his late 70s.
Does it give the age of the prostitute?
It does not.
Oh.
But he's in his late 70s, and the reason he has the prostitute under his bed is because he's a more mobile senior in this. There's a lot of them who are confined to wheelchairs, can't move. But he's very mobile. So how does a prostitute have to do with his mobility? Well, one, he's able to use the services of the prostitute.
Number two,
he's so mobile, he made the money to pay for the prostitute by doing alcohol runs for the other seniors. Hey! How great is this guy?
Yeah.
So he has a car. He's able to drive. He can walk to the store if he had to.
Okay.
He goes and gets alcohol for the other seniors, makes a profit from those fellow seniors who are around, and then uses the profits to buy the prostitute that they found under his bed.
Now, when that prostitute has to, when you make the appointment, whether you're on Craigslist or however the hell he found her,
yes,
and she's pulling up to an assisted living thing, where do you think her life is at? It's one thing when you're a prostitute, but when you're a prostitute and your next appointment is at the assisted living joint.
Good morning. What's up, Tony?
Listen, forget the skanky hoe. Forget the guy making a little money on the side. Who's the rat bastard that ratted him out? Huh? Which miserable person?
Right.
They took this away from this 70-year-old man. You piece of garbage.
Dude, maybe somebody sent him out for a nice bottle of wine. He came back with a bottle of Boone's Farm, and the guy was pissed.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it happen because the guy's making money, so he's going to do the right thing.
Right.
Keep it going. This was some nurse, or this was some orderly that went by the rules, and he took this away from this mild-mannered 75-year-old geriatric man. I mean, listen, if that's me, I'm doing the exact same thing.
Yeah,
I'm
running. Well, no way.
I'm running every possible game I can do.
Right.
Until you put me in the ground.
You know, this is Viagra, man. This is Viagra. I mean, at 75, I mean, I guess it could still work, especially if you're mobile, whatever it is.
It still works. I know plenty of guys in the 80s.
Really?
These old times that still have girls, that have wives and mistresses.
God bless them.
Yep, that little blue pill is a miracle.
Thanks, Tony.